Today is the 27th day of June. Welcome. Welcome back to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian, and it is with a grateful heart that I'm here, and that I hope that we're all here today, gathered again around our global campfire and our safe place, that we can come to each and every day and allow the scriptures to speak into our lives. Deeply grateful, glad that we're here, glad that we can move forward. Here we are at the end of another one of our weeks. And as we reach the end of a week, we all gather together and reflect back. Because we start our weeks brand new. And we set intentions. And then we get to the end of the week and we reflect back. This is one of the ways that we become aware of ourselves and the impact of our lives and choices, because we're paying attention. And instead of life just happening to us and us being the victim and us, you know, blaming everything and everyone for our circumstances, we have to realize, yeah, we had a big role to play in how we got where we get. And so for good or for challenge, right? Like, we can definitely run ourselves into a brick wall and destroy ourselves in 1 week, and destroy our families and destroy our communities in 1 week. We can do the opposite, though. We can create life and goodness and the fruit of the Spirit in a week as well. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens by intentionality. And so take some time to reflect on the week. Maybe journal, maybe the highs and lows of the week. And we begin to see our patterns. And when we see those, then we can make changes. And this is so much. So many of the underpinnings of the stories that we find in the scriptures. And so, welcome to the end of a week. We made it. I'm grateful to be here. And let's jump in. Let's take the next step forward in the scriptures, which leads us at this point into the book of 2 Kings. Today, chapter 10, verse 32 through 12, verse 21. In those days, the Lord began to reduce the size of Israel. Hazael defeated the Israelites throughout their territory from the Jordan eastward. The whole land of Gilead, the Gadites, the Reubenites, and the Manassites, from Arior, which is by the Arnon Valley, through Gilead to Bashan. The rest of the events of Jehu's reign, along with all his accomplishments and all his might, are written in the historical record of Israel's kings. Jehu rested with his ancestors and was buried in Samaria. His son Jehoahaz became king in his place. The length of Jehu's reign over Israel in Samaria was 28 years. When Athaliah, Ahaziah's mother, saw that her son was dead, she proceeded to annihilate all the royal heirs. Jehosheba, who was King Jehoram's daughter and Ahaziah's sister, secretly rescued Joash, son of Ahaziah, from among the king's sons who were being killed, and put him and the one who nursed him in a bedroom. So he was hidden from Athaliah and was not killed. Joash was hiding with her in the Lord's temple 6 years while Athaliah reigned over the land. In the seventh year, Jehoiada sent for the commanders of hundreds, the Karaites, and the guards. He had them come to him in the Lord's temple, where he made a covenant with them and put them under oath. He showed them the king's son and commanded them, "This is what you are to do. A third of you who come on duty on the Sabbath are to provide protection for the king's palace. A third are to be at the foundation gate, and a third as a gate behind the guards. You are to take turns providing protection for the palace. Your two divisions that go off duty on the Sabbath are to provide the king protection, at the Lord's temple, completely surround the king with weapons in hand. Anyone who approaches the ranks is to be put to death. Be with the king in all his daily tasks. So the commanders of hundreds did everything the priest Jehoiada commanded. They each brought their men, those coming on duty on the Sabbath and those going off duty, and came to the priest Jehoiada. The priest gave the commanders of hundreds King David's spears and shields that were in the Lord's temple. Then the guards stood with their weapons in hand surrounding the king, from the right side of the temple to the left side, by the altar and by the temple. Jehoiada brought out the king's son, put the crown on him, gave him the testimony, and made him king. They anointed him and clapped their hands and cried, "Long live the king!" When Athaliah heard the noise from the guard and the crowd, she went out to the people at the Lord's temple. She looked, and there was the king standing by the pillar according to the custom. The commanders and the trumpeters were by the king, and all the people of the land were rejoicing and blowing trumpets. Athaliah tore her clothes and screamed, "Treason! Treason!" Then the priest Jehoiada ordered the commanders of hundreds in charge of the army, "Take her out between the ranks and put to death by the sword anyone who follows her." For the priest had said, "She is not to be put to death in the Lord's temple." So they arrested her, and she went through the horse entrance to the king's palace, where she was put to death. Then Jehoiada made a covenant between the Lord, the king, and the people, that they would be the Lord's people, and another covenant between the king and the people. So all the people of the land went to the temple of Baal and tore it down. They smashed its altars and images to pieces, and they killed Mattan, the priest of Baal, at the altars. Then Jehoiada the priest appointed guards for the Lord's temple. He took the commanders of hundreds, the Karaites, the guards, and all the people of the land, and they brought the king from the Lord's temple. They entered the king's palace by way of the guard's gate. Then Joash sat on the throne of the kings. All the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet, for they had put Athaliah to death by the sword in the king's palace. Joash was 7 years old when he became king. In the 7th year of Jehu, Joash became king, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Zibiah. She was from Beersheba. Throughout the time the priest Jehoiada instructed him, Joash did what was right in the Lord's sight. Yet the high places were not taken away. The people continued sacrificing and burning incense on the high places. Then Joash said to the priests, "All the dedicated silver brought to the Lord's temple, census silver, silver from vows, and all silver voluntarily given for the Lord's temple, each priest is to take it from his assessor and repair whatever damage is found in the temple." But by the 23rd year of the reign of King Joash, the priests had not repaired the damage to the temple. So King Joash called the priest Jehoiada and the other priests and asked, "Why haven't you repaired the temple's damage? Since you haven't, don't take any silver from your assessors. Instead, hand it over for the repair of the temple." So the priests agreed that they would receive no silver from the people and would not be the ones to repair the temple's damage. Then the priest Jehoiada took a chest, bored a hole in its lid, and set it beside the altar on the right side as one enters the Lord's temple. The priest who guarded the threshold put into the chest all the silver that was brought to the Lord's temple. Whenever they saw there was a large amount of silver in the chest, the king's secretary and the high priest would go bag up and tally the silver found in the Lord's temple. Then they would give the weighed silver to those doing the work. those who oversaw the Lord's temple. They, in turn, would pay it out to those working on the Lord's temple, the carpenters, the builders, the masons, and the stone cutters, and would use it to buy timber and quarried stone to repair the damage to the Lord's temple, and for all expenses for temple repairs. However, no silver bowls, wick trimmers, sprinkling basins, trumpets, or any articles of gold or silver were made for the Lord's temple from the contributions brought to the Lord's temple. Instead, it was given to those doing the work, and they repaired the Lord's temple with it. No accounting was required from the men who received the silver to pay those doing the work, since they worked with integrity. The silver from the guilt offering and the sin offering was not brought to the Lord's temple, since it belonged to the priests. At that time, King Hazael of Aram marched up and fought against Gath and captured it. Then he planned to attack Jerusalem. So King Joash of Judah took all the items consecrated by himself and by his ancestors, Judah's kings Jehoshaphat, Jehoram, and Ahaziah, as well as all the gold found in the treasuries of the Lord's temple and in the king's palace, and he sent them to King Hazael of Aram. Then Hazael withdrew from Jerusalem. The rest of the events of Joash's reign, along with all his accomplishments, are written in the historical record of Judah's kings. Joash's servants conspired against him and attacked him at Bet-Milo, on the road that goes down to Selah. It was his servants, Jozabad, son of Shimeath, and Jehozabad, son of Shomer, who attacked him. He died, and they buried him with his ancestors in the city of David, and his son Amaziah became king in his place. Acts 18, 1 through 22. After this, he left Athens and went to Corinth, where he found a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had ordered all the Jews to leave Rome. Paul came to them, and since they were of the same occupation, tent makers by trade, he stayed with them and worked. He reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and tried to persuade both Jews and Greeks. When Silas and Timothy arrived from Macedonia, Paul devoted himself to preaching the word and testified to the Jews that Jesus is the Messiah. When they resisted and blasphemed, he shook out his clothes and told them, "Your blood is on your own heads. I am innocent. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles." So he left there and went to the house of a man named Titius Justus, a worshiper of God, whose house was next door to the synagogue. Crispus, the leader of the synagogue, believed in the Lord, along with his whole household. Many of the Corinthians, when they heard, believed and were baptized. The Lord said to Paul in a night vision, "Don't be afraid, but keep on speaking and don't be silent, for I am with you, and no one will lay a hand on you to hurt you, because I have many people in this city." He stayed there a year and a half, teaching the word of God among them. When Gallio was proconsul of Achaia, the Jews made a united attack against Paul and brought him to the tribunal. "This man," they said, "is persuading people to worship God in ways contrary to the law." As Paul was about to open his mouth, Gallio said to the Jews, "If it were a matter of wrongdoing or of a serious crime, it would be reasonable for me to put up with you Jews. But if these are questions about words, names, and your own law, See to it yourselves. I refuse to be a judge of such things. So he drove them from the tribunal, and they all seized Sosthenes, the leader of the synagogue, and beat him in front of the tribunal. But none of these things mattered to Gallio. After staying for some time, Paul said farewell to the brothers and sisters and sailed away to Syria, accompanied by Priscilla and Aquila. He shaved his head at Cenchrea because of a vow he had taken. When they reached Ephesus, he left them there, but he himself entered the synagogue and debated with the Jews. When they asked him to stay for a longer time, he declined, but he said farewell and added, "I'll come back to you again, if God wills." Then he set sail from Ephesus. On landing at Caesarea, he went up to Jerusalem and greeted the church, then went down to Antioch. Psalm 145. Praising God's Greatness. A Hymn of David. I exalt you, my God the King, and bless your name forever and ever. I will bless you every day. I will praise your name forever and ever. The Lord is great and is highly praised. His greatness is unsearchable. One generation will declare your works to the next and will proclaim your mighty acts. I will speak of your splendor and glorious majesty and your wondrous works. They will proclaim the power of your awe-inspiring acts, and I will declare your greatness. They will give a testimony of your great goodness and will joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and great in faithful love. The Lord is good to everyone. His compassion rests on all he has made. All you have made will thank you, Lord. The faithful will bless you. They will speak of the glory of your kingdom and will declare your might, informing all people of your mighty acts and of the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Your rule is for all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his words and gracious in all his actions. The Lord helps all who fall. He raises up all who are oppressed. All eyes look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all his acts. The Lord is near all who call out to him, all who call out to him with integrity. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry for help and saves them. The Lord guards all those who love him, but he destroys all the wicked. My mouth will declare the Lord's praise. Let every living thing bless his holy name forever and ever. Proverbs 18:1. One who isolates himself pursues selfish desires. He rebels against all sound wisdom. Father, we thank you for another week. And we are approaching the middle of the year. We thank you for all the days, all the time, all the weeks, all the new starts, all the mercy and grace, all the challenge everything that has come into our path in our lives that has forced us to look in the mirror. Thank you. As difficult as that can be and painful as that can be at times, thank you for your kindness and mercy and grace, patience beyond measure, that you love us and believe in us and believe in our good. May we honor you with our very lives. And as we consider the events of this past week and just reflect back on what our intentions were and how that played out, we invite the spirit of truth to lead us, especially into the truth of ourselves, that we might catch ourselves in our patterns, that we might acknowledge them and create change. Come, Holy Spirit, we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app. These are home base, as you know. And get connected. Stay connected indeed to everything that's going on around here. The thing that is really up on the radar here is coming up on the 7th of July. This is our Daily Audio Bible holiday that we call the Long Walk. And kind of already unpacked that. This is a long tradition. This goes back to 2007, so this is the 20th year of it. And it really is a day that makes a difference if we embrace the day. And that's why it's become this tradition. And there's even music that is really, really suited for it. And you can find that in the music section, in the community section, you'll see of the app. You'll see music. And the Heart album, Songs from the Heart, is really a record I wrote to truly address, without words, the emotions that we experience. And that is a really good resource for the Long Walk. But the Long Walk is the Long Walk. Like, that's what it is. Very simple. Take the day. Take it off. Get in your car or get on your bike or whatever. Go somewhere beautiful, whether near or far. Slow down, disconnect from technology and from the massive amount of time suck that everything can be in that world. Slow down. Slow down enough to listen to the birds. Slow down enough to watch the breeze and the trees. Slow down enough to see that life is happening all around you if you pay attention. And go for a long walk. The kind of walk that you would go for if you were falling in love. The kind of walk where time does not even count or even matter. Take a day, walk with God. Say everything that's going on. Everything that you need to unpack and unravel. Everything that's happening because you have time for it. Just that alone. Just articulating out loud to God, walking with you, everything that's going on in your work, in your family, in your community, in your health, in your heart, in your mind, everything that's going on, get it out and know that you're being present to God and He is being present to you. And then listen. Listen. Listen for the still small voice. Listen for direction and clarity on what the second half of the year is supposed to look like. You'll get back more than a day. You can take a day and you'll get back so much more than a day for dedicating it to God. And, well, frankly, He's been waiting for this opportunity. So take this opportunity to spend time with God on a long walk. And that is a very individual thing, but you won't be doing it alone. I'll be doing it along with thousands and thousands of others who will be doing it. And so it's individual, but it's communal. We know we're not alone in it, but wherever you go, man, take a picture, take a selfie, shoot a video, not only so that you can remember that day and what it meant to you, but we put up a post on our Facebook page, facebook.com/dailyaudiobible, for the long walk, and you can comment in that post, upload your pictures, share what your day was like. And that opens windows into each other's lives. We get to just peek in for a second and see that we're not alone on this journey, but also to see what the day looked like all around the world, and that's a lot of fun. So make plans for that. I've got my plans. Hope you got your plans the 7th of July. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you humbly. You can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I am Brian. I love you, and I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Eyes of a Dove, this is God's Life Speaker. I am listening to community prayers of May 30th at about 32 or so minutes left. It is the 23rd of June. You were leaving your job, and you asked us to pray for that, and then you came back to tell us that the kindness of your boss was making it a little bit harder. This is a massive transition. Yes, it is. And 26 years ago, I made a massive transition to step out of the Army in the days when you had 6 weeks of maternity leave, and that was it. So at that time, I left the Army, had a baby, and we moved. Three big things. And it took me 4 years, no lie. And I was not a believer at the time, but it still was such a massive transition on my mind. The title I had, the friends I left, they stayed in the military all the way past 20 years. I did not. And so I'm going to pray for you. Heavenly Father, thank you for knowing the next step for Eyes of a Dove. Bless her and her husband's business. Would you bless her as she transitions to lean and lean harder and press on to the upward call of Christ? I know she's glorifying you, but comfort her in this time of loss. It's a loss, Lord, and have her eyes lift up to the mountains where her help comes from. We thank you, Lord, for being in it all, holding it all together, and knowing before time began, this was what would happen. We praise your holy name, in Jesus' name.
Hey, Dad fam, this is Cowboy. And I was just calling in to ask prayers for my daughter, my oldest, my firstborn. She is having another baby. This is going to be number three, and she's a super high risk pregnancy. They said she almost died on the last one. She was having complications whenever she had to have a C-section, and they were putting her back together. The anesthesia wore off, and she felt all of it. And she was like in and out. And so she's such a trooper. She's more worried about her husband and making sure the bills are paid and all this other stuff than her life, you know. And she's just, she gets that from me for sure. But man, I prayed over her, and I know God's got this, and so that's why I'm just bringing this to y'all, because he's so good. And so if we can just pray for her safety, her peace, her comfort, for my son-in-law's peace and comfort, and you know, that the baby's going to be okay, she's going to be okay. I can't help but to Every time I look at her, I know she's a grown woman. I still see that little kid. That just crawls up in my lap and just... We watch her little shows until she falls asleep, you know. And anyway. Thank y'all. I appreciate you.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Becky in Orlando. I just wanted to call and let Lisa the Encourager know that I am praying for you. We've been friends on the Daily Audio Bible for such a long time. And so I am saddened to hear about your diagnosis, but we know that God is bigger, and I know that you will be healed. And so I'm praying for your faith and for your perseverance as we continue to lift you up in prayer right now. And I'm also praying for Melissa. I heard her lovely prayer for Daniel Johnson Jr. And then I heard her call back the following day and let us know that she had just been let go from her job. So I'm praying that she finds a better job that is ordained from our Lord Jesus. And then I'm also wanting to thank the lady that left that lovely prayer describing us as one big lovely garment that has more pieces of fabric that are sewn into it, and we are the believers in Christ that are growing throughout the world. I also think of our community as one great big huge quilt, because there's so many beautiful voices in our Daily Audio Bible family, and so I think of our voices as beautiful pieces of fabric that are all woven together, and we're all part of this beautiful body of Christ. So anyway, I love all of you, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Sarah calling from Iowa. I'm asking for prayer for my sister Carol. She's had Parkinson's for over 30 years and has done really well with it. She goes to exercise classes. She works out a lot to be able to, quote, delay the disease. She's been falling more and more recently, though, and the other night she was coming out of a restaurant with her husband and missed a step and did a face plant. She ended up breaking a bone in her neck. It was the low part of the neck, the upper back part. This is called C7, cervical spine number C7. But it's a real setback. She's, you know, they're looking at surgery to repair the fracture. We're just really praying that she doesn't have any setbacks, that she doesn't have, you know, that the hospital staff are continue to be very careful with her, making sure she doesn't slip and fall. She was on bed rest for several days, but now she's able to get up with assistance. But we just really want her to be safe as possible, and that the staff would be loving and kind to her, which they have been so far, thank God. But if you could just pray that she has no further setbacks, that she doesn't get blood clots, that she doesn't have anything else that would impede her progress to getting back to her best possible level of physical mobility. It's been a challenge all these years, and this is a real setback. So if you could please pray for my sister Carol, I'd be ever so grateful. God bless you all. Thank you so much. Love you. Bye.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Brian from Huber Heights, Ohio. I'd like to request prayer for the family of my good friend, Gary Phillips, who passed away a few days ago. Gary Phillips, in 1993, after I quit playing music and sold all my equipment, approached me and asked me if I would be interested in playing Christian music, which I'd never done. And I told him that I didn't think my wife would allow me to buy equipment. He said, if it's God's will, it will happen. And my wife at that time told me I could do that. And I played with Gary Phillips in the band Song of Salvation for 12 years. And I probably would have never played any more music at all, maybe the rest of my life, if it wasn't for Gary. And in 2008, Gary had a brain aneurysm and left him disabled. Couldn't play music anymore. And we kind of lost touch. I got wrapped up in my divorce and with my son Mitchell's mental illness. Sadly, we really didn't spend any more time together after that. And I just got word that he went to be with the Lord. I want to ask prayer for Gary Phillips's wife, Tanya, and for Gary Phillips's daughters, Jessica and Jeanette, and their families. Gary was a great godly man and just such a great influence to me. And I am forever in his debt. And I thank God for blessing me to meet Gary. And if you join me in praying.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, when fear grips our hearts, please instantly remind us of your immense power and unwavering faithfulness. Help us to see beyond our swirling emotions and even our present reality, fixed on your eternal truth of your love for us. Enable us to trust completely that you are with us, even in the darkest, most uncertain moments. Thank you for your consistent provision, Father, sustaining us even when fear tries to overwhelm our souls. May your perfect love cast out all our fears and anxieties, filling us with your peace. Strengthen our faith to believe that you are working all things for our good, even when we cannot perceive it. We rest in your sovereign care. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.